Boss Man Show here at Texas Southern Tigers head coach Clarence McKinney out of SWAC Conference in Houston, Texas. Third Ward down there doing big things. Coach, how you doing, man? What's up?
Doing well, boss. How you doing?
I'm good, coach. Let me ask you, man, how important was it for you guys to play those games in the spring, use them as a springboard to evaluate your guys as you get ready to go in 2021 fall season here coming up?
So we only played two games last spring. So and it was the equivalence for us of a normal spring ball with two scrimmages. Unfortunately for us, we lost the rest of our season to COVID. But our guys got, you know, two quality opponents and one in Prairie View, one in Southern, and got a lot of experience through those games, and we got a lot of practice time in.
And to talk about that, seeing your guys give us some live action and give us to apply what's been going on in the meeting room over the Zoom. I guess coaching football with Zoom is not the easiest thing to do in the world. And then seeing them try to apply it on the field. So I was seeing your guys actually get to kind of apply things you've talked about in meetings and one-on-ones actually in live action.
It's always good to see guys in live action because you get a chance to see the progress, and it's like taking the test. You know, you study for a test all week, and then you want to see those guys succeed on that test at the end of the week. And so unfortunately we only had an opportunity to have two of those tests, but with those Zoom meetings and the practices that we did get a chance to participate in, we feel like we got better as a team.
Most definitely, coaching now, and Texas Southern is a rebuild job. You rebuild this thing from scratch. When you took over, this is truly a rebuild job. So I feel like getting the opportunity to get them two games in, moving into the summer, into the fall here, opportunity to really show your young men's growth and development, because it's going to be so key to building foundations for your program going forward.
Yeah, that's a lot of truth in what you just said. We have a lot of turnover. The guy who was here, the staff who was here before I got here, they had a different mentality, a different scheme from a personnel standpoint, and we came with a little bit more wide open. So just, you know, trying to get my guys in here, the guys that I've recruited for our system, and mold those guys and teach them how we do things, and you know, hopefully they've figured it out, and we're going to start winning some games this year.
And coach, how has it been building your culture? You know, you come somewhere new, you're a new guy in town, building relationships, and then those rapport, those young men, as you have children, bring guys in as well, new guys who you targeted yourselves. How's it been trying to mold some of the old guys who were here prior to you getting there with the new guys and becoming one family, one TSU family there?
I think it all depends on the older guys. And for us, our older guys have embraced the new system. They've embraced the younger guys. The guys that have been around here, sick and tired of doing things the old way, sick and tired of losing, and just want to do what it takes to get TSU back on the winning track, lay a solid foundation for us to build a quality program.
Most definitely, coach. And also, man, talk about this. Your young men's growth and development mentally, because I know this last year's been immensely tough for a lot of people. Talk about seeing your young men grow and develop through adversity, dealing with COVID, the tests and the protocols, be responsible, and seeing how that affects them as students as well, and how they become better men because of it.
I can't speak enough about the mental aspect of what these young men have gone through, what they're going through. You know, unlike when I was coming up, there was no social media. You got everyone has a microphone. You're under a microscope with everything you do, and everyone has an opinion. So you just got to kind of know who you are, deal with yourself mentally, and don't let others define who you are. And as far as the COVID goes, we've all dealt with it. We're just trying to deal with it as best we can together as a team and help each other push through.
And, coach, we've seen it with guys like Aaron Rodgers, Simone Biles, Naomi Osaka, how important the mental aspect of the game is. You know, people are people. When you take off your Texas Southern polo, you're Clarence. When I take off my radio gear, I'm just JR. You know, we go through things beyond our career fields, right? And your players, our college students as well, things going on different backgrounds. Some for them, some of them guys been in Houston is better than being back at home. So the mental aspect of someone's life and their circumstances outside of what they do, I think people today take more care and more caution about what people are dealing with outside of just the football field or the classroom.
Yeah, I think for us, with our guys, is more about them understanding and realizing that things are going to happen, but you're not alone. You're not in this by yourself. So we try and be a shoulder to lean on. And if we can't help, you know, we don't have the answers, or they don't feel comfortable enough in talking to us about those things, we send them to people that are professionals in that aspect to try and help those guys get better and have a better sense of self-care and take care of themselves.
And Coach, speak about this. The strength and conditioning program is so important to a football program, for important to for nutrition, nourishment, recovery, all just being healthy, because, you know, to be fast on Saturdays, a lot goes into it. You got to be strong, weight room, you got to be able to run. You have to be, if you're not sleeping well, not eating right, you're not recovering properly, It can hamper you. It might come out that the bite you in the fourth quarter or a big play. You're not quite where you need to be. So talk about how important your conditioning staff is to your program and getting your young men mentally and physically ready for Saturdays.
I tell our strength and conditioning coach that he's the most important coach in our program, because he spends the most time with our guys, and his job is to get us bigger, stronger, and faster. And like you said, as far as the nutrition goes, you can't go out there and practice for 2-3 hours, go in the weight room and live for another hour and do the things that we do without replenishing your body with the nutrients that you need to continue each day. And that's where you see guys cramping on Saturdays and Sundays, because they haven't taken care of their bodies as far as hydration and all of those things are important to creating quality athletes within the program.
Most definitely. And Coach, look at your non-conference schedule here. You got a crosstown game with Rice there, right in the city of Houston, and you go up to Waco to play Baylor. So tell us about the opportunity to play your crosstown Harris County foes there in Rice and go up to Waco and play Baylor as well.
Hey, we're looking forward to the opportunity. You know, playing those schools is going to be a challenge, but it gives us a chance to play in front of much larger crowds than what we've normally play in front of. And have an opportunity to beat your crosstown rival, we can really make a statement in the city.
Most definitely. And you start off right with a statement. Labor Day Classic. The purple team in Waller County comes to see you, man. So talk about how excited it is for your guys in fall camp here, knowing that out the gate, your neighbors up the road are coming to see you for that Labor Day Classic.
You know, it's a huge game. Like you said, it's a Labor Day Classic. But most importantly for us, we're playing for first place within the SWAC West. So there's a lot on the line. Anytime you get TSU Prairie View, Labor Day Classic, you know that's the start of the football season. So if a guy can't get up for that game, something's wrong with him.
Now, Coach, tell me this, for our fans out here listening who want to keep up with your team, who are some key guys on both sides of the ball who they should look out for this year?
But defensively, up front, we start with Michael Badajo, who's a preseason All-SWAC player, defensive end for us, transfer from SMU. Offensively, our leader is going to be Jonathan Giles, receiver, transfer from LSU and Texas Tech. But those are the two leaders, probably the two guys that I would pencil in as starters right now. The rest of those positions are up for grabs for this coming fall camp.
Speak about that, Coach, competition. How good is it to compete for those positions? Because when you have a healthy competition, guys only going to get better and step up their games and make the team have depth from top to bottom.
Yeah, the better the competition, the better the team. You know, if guys are out there competing each and every day, wanting to play a position, that's only going to make the team better. And it gives us as coaches the confidence to know if a guy doesn't win the starting position, but he's competed to earn that position. When we get a chance to put him in the game, we can feel good about those guys being out in the game, and they'll go out there and play as well as the starter, if not even better.
And Coach, speak about how the SWAC is now 12 teams deep, now adding Bethune, FAMU, now you all have divisions now, the first time ever the SWAC has divisions. So talk about how deep the league is, top to bottom, and the coaching and players, talk about how quality of league this is.
It's definitely a quality league. Adding Bethune, adding FAMU just raises the talent and the level of play within the SWAC. And then you take Alcorn, who was on the East, and move them to the West. And you're talking about two really, really strong conferences. Deion's doing a great job at Jackson, and those guys are going to be in the mix. And you got Alabama A&M, who won the league in the spring. Southern, who went 6-1 in the spring and has played for the championship the last couple of years. So, I mean, from top to bottom, the league is really a quality league. It's really tough. I'd like to say it's fairly balanced from top to bottom. And any game, you know, you show up, you never know which team's going to come out the winner.
And Coach McKinney, I'm asking you this, man, for you. At what point did you decide you want to get into coaching and eventually become a head coach?
Well, I've always known I wanted to be a coach. When I was a preteen, you know, me and my guys would sit around and talk about what we wanted to be when we grew up. And one guy would say he wanted to go to the NFL. Another guy would want to go to the NBA. Another guy would want to be a policeman, a lawyer, doctor. I always knew I wanted to be a coach, you know. So coaching, as a kid growing up as a player, I would be the guy who would instruct my teammates on what to do and where to go. So coaching has just been in me. As far as becoming a head coach, I was a head coach in high school before I moved on to college. And I never really looked at becoming a head coach. I was just trying to do a really good job in the position that I was currently in. And the opportunity presented itself, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity to come back home to Texas Southern University in the Third Ward where I grew up at. So it's just a tremendous opportunity for myself.
I want to ask you this. Who are some coaches, individuals who had a great impact on you throughout your life to help you be the man you are today, to lead these young men of Texas Southern and make those young men be great husbands, fathers, and lawyers down the road, business people down the road, once they hang up their cleats for good?
Well, probably my biggest influence in coaching would be my high school football coach. Coach Luther Booker, may he rest in peace. He was the head coach for me at Yates High School. He was a longtime head coach at the high school. And just him molded me as a young kid, you know, 14, 15-year-old kid. It was very impressionable. And I tried to model myself after the things that he showed me, because Coach was always calm, cool, and collected. He knew his X's and O's, and he was a people's person and a father figure. So we could always go to him and lean on him with our issues, and Coach would always be very helpful in that aspect.
Coach McKinney, thank you for your time today. Glad we had to catch up and get this done, man. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you all play well this year. I support the SWAC. I'm a Tennessee State graduate. We had an OVC, but I support all HBCU schools. That's what I'm about. The other TSU in Nashville. We ain't going to have that argument today about
that. Make that game happen to find out who's the real TSU.
Hey, I might. Hey, we can talk to Eddie George about that. Get Eddie. Hey, we can play maybe a neutral site game and see really about that's going to be the real TSU. Yes, indeed. And Coach, thank you again for your time. Be safe and hope to talk to you real soon, Coach.
All right, thank you for having us. Go Tigers.